My next guest on the programme, from Warren Clark Golfing Dreams, I'm joined by Dawn and Alison. Hello, both of you.
Good morning.
Morning. Hello. Thanks for coming to see us at Radio Oaken. And Dawn, first of all, I wonder if you could tell us, Warren Clark Golfing Dreams, could you tell us a bit more about that and what you do?
Hello. Warren Clark Golfing Dreams is a registered charity and we're based at Horn Park Golf Club in Godstone, Surrey. Mm. We can do golf at the golf club, or we can do inclusive golf all over Surrey, mobile. We can do different sizes, from a mobile room to a football size pitch. So we do inclusive golf and multi-sports for people with disabilities, community groups, ethnic minority groups, and we've just become a wellbeing NHS provider, which we're very proud of. And we work locally with East Surrey Hospital and Growing Health Together, which is a series of GP surgeries all over East Surrey. So we also go into day services, SEN schools, mainstream schools, and it's really good fun, and it's run and led by Warren Clark, who is an autistic young man. He's a golf professional and he's also got an intellectual disability, and Alison, his sister. And it works really well.
Interesting, when you look at, you mentioned sort of the NHS and you kind of like becoming like a hub for the NHS, and actually, you know, be doing sport and, you know, the exercise, we know that is really good, not just for physical health and mental health as well, isn't it?
It's been really good, yes. It's you have people with mental health, obese, that they might have had stroke or a heart attack, autism, dyslexia, diabetes, all sorts. Mm. English may not be their first spoken language. And actually, sport brings people together and it breaks down barriers of what you can achieve, but not, you know, and it gives boosts people's confidence, self-esteem, and it's a really nice, inclusive sport.
Yeah, no, I think as well, there's lots of transferable skills. You mentioned confidence, you know, feeling connected, feeling part of something, and also, you know, making friends and teamwork. There's a lot to it, isn't there?
There is a lot to it, yes. And I think for people with, like, autism or a learning disability, inclusive golf really boosts your concentration skills, because you have to concentrate. It enables you to work on your own or with a team. And I think it's very competitive, and it's good for the mindset, you know, because with competition, it's healthy.
Absolutely, yes. Healthy competition. So, Warren Clark, Golfing Dreams, how did it all begin? How did he get it off the ground?
Well, Warren's love of golf started when he was about 10 and a half years old, and he come home, said he'd got a job at the golf club every Saturday and Sunday. Would I be able to take him? And he's been doing it ever since. And it's just his love of golf has grown. That's what's called Warren Clark Golfing Dreams. But Warren's also a personal trainer and multi-sports coach, because he's realised that golf is not for everybody. But it's always been called Warren Clark Golfing Dreams because that is his thing, and that was his dream at 10 years old, to become a professional golf coach.
Oh, wow. And he's achieved it as well. You must be incredibly proud of Warren and what he's achieved.
Well, I don't say too much to give him a big head, but he holds his own. He's very passionate about delivering his golf sessions with pride, and I think that's the nice thing, you know, to keep that sort of strict, your feet on the ground, and don't get big-headed, and, you know, deliver a good service. And we don't advertise much. It's mainly word of mouth we get our sort of following from.
And I guess, you know, you go to various locations and organisations, and then someone from them may tell somebody else, and you can't, the word spreads, doesn't it?
That's right, yes. It's just, you know, people contact us, and it's nice, really. We do all different groups, and it gives you a lot of satisfaction.
Yes, and it must make you feel, you know, it's the joy of seeing people, you know, playing golf, maybe discover it first time, and I guess maybe looking at ways that they can then take it and, you know, maybe progress in their own game of golf, and you know, into the future, take it up as like a professional, maybe like Warren, perhaps.
Yeah, it's very nice because we offer inclusive training so others can come and learn as a charity. And we've had people crying with sort of, you know, they've been overwhelmed because, for example, we've had a blind lady and Warren took her out on the golf course to play because others didn't want to take her out. And just giving her that bit of time, she cried with sort of, you know, she was overwhelmed that somebody wanted to take her out. And we regularly do several mosques locally, and we welcome the ladies with their hijabs on, and a lot of the golf clubs don't. So we're breaking down barriers and making our sessions inclusive. And it's really beneficial for these ethnic minority groups and their children.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, you know, the fact that people maybe have just, you know, feel they don't fit in with the community, actually. You know, they can make friends in the local area, they can learn skills. So many benefits for so many people. And I know the plan is to have a specialist centre in Godstone in the future. So tell me about that.
Yes, that's right. We've currently got planning permission approved on Greenbelt from Tandridge Council, and we've had a lot of support. We've got the planning approved, and we're waiting to see if we've got successful funding from a grant big called Your Fund Surrey.
Yes.
We've given them a lot of letters of support and letters of intent from not people just in East Surrey, but all over the UK. And it would provide inclusive golf, inclusive multi-sport. So it would be an inclusive training kitchen, an on-site charity shop, and we've just become approved Special Olympics Great Britain delivery partner.
Oh, brilliant.
And also a laser education centre, which will provide employment and training-based opportunities for people to benefit from, so not just disabilities, deprived, disadvantaged and ethnic minority groups.
Yeah. We will also be starting a Special Olympics group very soon. So if you wish to learn golf and enter Special Olympics, please get in touch via our social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Warren Clark Golf and Dreams.
I love that. There's the Special Olympics. I mean, that's brilliant, isn't it? As a platform, you know, you can get the training from yourselves, and then potentially, you know, to take part in something as amazing as the Special Olympics.
Well, we're okay now to deliver inclusive golf and multi-sports, which Special Olympics Great Britain offer, and we're very proud to be a delivery partner. And anybody that takes part with an intellectual disability has the opportunity of training and being selected to take part on a national and international level.
Wow. So literally the sky's the limit, you know, people can go as far as they want to go with this.
Well, they welcome all abilities, from basic beginners right up to level 5 with an intellectual disability, and it's really good for people to come together, meet one another. And if people can't afford to pay, we will give their training for free as part of our charity commitment. So there's no barriers for anybody not to take part. Everybody's welcome.
This just sounds so brilliant in every way, breaking down barriers, making it inclusive. Well, we're going to talk some more. I know you've got some fundraising events and things happening, so we'll talk a bit about that. Take a quick break though, and we're going to play a song. This is Shanks and Bigfoot, Sweet Like Chocolate. We'll have a look at the travel
but
after
we are
that.
Joined then, in the studio
by the team from Warren Clark Golfing Dreams, Alison and Dawn with us still. Yeah, it's really good to talk to you, and you both really to hear about what you're doing and what you want to set up in Godstone with this centre that is just going to make such a difference. So how are sort of preparations? You mentioned you got plan permission, but how are things with that at the moment? Where are you at?
Well, we've started the groundwork, some of the groundworks for the community hall that was kindly funded by Sport England, so we're very grateful to them. Thank you, Sport England. We're hoping to have a final outcome soon of the Your Fund Surrey decision. So hopefully it'll be a positive one and they'll be kind to us. If not, we'll have to keep fundraising until we've got enough funds to build it.
And how much do you need to raise? What's it going to cost? Do
we know? Well, it's just over £1 million.
Okay.
So it's quite a substantial building.
Yeah, but you mentioned there's like funds and grants and things you can apply for, but fundraising, of course, makes a big difference. So you've got a number of fundraising initiatives ongoing at the moment, and you're collecting currency and clothes and sports equipment and shoes and things at the moment.
Well, we're currently appealing for anyone that's got any old currency, foreign currency, notes or change, or any old coins, if they want to drop them in, or if they message me, I can pick them up. I think everybody's got old coins lying around, or foreign currency. Any change or notes are most appreciated, or any old English money. We've also got a clothing bank that's at Horne Park Golf Club. We're really welcoming any shoes or clothing, or any donations of golf clubs, or we're also going to try and set up a community radio station ourselves.
Ooh.
So we would appreciate any donations of support. We've got several fundraising days this year as well. We've got a golf day in June, we've got a golf day in July, August, and one in September. So we've got a busy year, and we keep hoping. So if anyone else has also got any other fundraising ideas, please get in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, get you to that point where you've raised the money, you can start sort of construction and get that centre up and running. I mean, is there any kind of idea, when would you like to see it, that centre open? Is there kind of a time on this, or...?
Well, we've got a couple of builders lined up willing to start the job, subject to funding. We've got a lot of people want to use the centre. So if anybody's interested in doing it pro bono, please come forward, because we have got some interest that if we could get a community build, we might be able to appear on a TV station show. So
nice.
We've not sort of ruled that out, but if any builders are willing to offer any services such as groundworks or building, please get in touch again. We could have a really nice collaborative partnership.
Do you know what, it's so worthwhile? When we mentioned the benefits, and it's not just about the golf, you mentioned the kitchen you're going to have there, so like a training kitchen, so that's going to help people with their cooking skills as well.
Yes,
and independent skills.
What we want to do is teach people to do healthy cooking, or cooking on a budget, and we've got several volunteers from ethnic minority groups. So we've got a Japanese lady, we've got a Muslim, well, several Muslim ladies, a Chinese group, a Polish group. So the idea is to bring the cuisine into the kitchen and teach people, and like give them opportunities to learn and sort of taste different dishes from different cultures, and it's a really nice way of bringing different groups together.
Yeah, and breaking down barriers as well. We're coming back to that theme, you know, you're introducing people to different cultures, accepting different cultures and ideas. So, I mean, the whole thing is just brilliant and really worthwhile, and the need is there. I wish you all the best for that. So you've got some fundraising events coming up, so do you want to tell us a bit about them?
Well, we've got a golf day at Horsham Golf, which is the other golf club that we operate from, on June the 14th. That's with ex-Saints legend Matt Letizier. And then we've got a golf day at Horne Park on September the 6th. That's going to be one. August the 24th, we've got a Special Olympics golf day. So that would be... people can play with Special Olympians. So we've got quite a few golf events lined up. But we've with the clothing bin, we're also going to start doing some very cheap sales. So everything like £1 an item. So those days are going to be advertised. So, and also stuff will be donated to people in need that need clothing for their families for free.
I love that. It's bringing the community together, supporting the community. And Alison, what's your involvement in all of this? Tell us a bit about what you do.
So I help with the digital side of the charity. We recently started a YouTube channel because of the need for people who don't always want to come to the golf club, or... they can, or they just, you know, people want to get better and they want to be able to watch the video at their own homes, or they want to practice at their own golf clubs or whatever. So Warren will be eventually doing some videos on YouTube, where he does like coaching videos, but also we run quite often, we do groups for different people. And one thing I found is that when we've hosted events for autistic people before, we have local Canadian geese, and for whatever reason, a lot of the people have decided that they really like the Canadian geese. So there was this demand where people started liking them. So I started to record the Canadian geese and put it on YouTube. And we've had a load of autistic people commenting on how they enjoy and like the geese and the wildlife there. So I record it and put it on there for them. But we plan to make the YouTube channel that we've got to be for like a hub to show the wildlife at the golf club, but also for Warren to be teaching, Warren Clark the pro, to be teaching the golf for everybody. So if anybody wants to get their handicap down or they want to become a better golfer, subscribe to Warren Clark Golf and Dreams, and also check out Warren Clark's Warren Clark Golf and Dreams on Facebook and or Twitter.
Yes, best way to find out more. And I just love how Warren had a dream all those years ago, and he's, you know, done it himself, and now he's trying to sort of, you know, help or sort of spreading the word and spreading the message of inclusive sport to other people. It's just brilliant. He must be so proud of Warren as well.
Yeah, he's worked very hard. He's he started from, you know, not knowing how to play golf at all, and he's worked very hard to get where he is. Give him credit. Golf is probably not the most inclusive sport. There's certainly a stigma of poshness around it.
Yes.
Of course, I think that needs to start breaking down. I think inclusive golf is a very important thing.
Yeah.
I think what Warren has learned, and obviously his skills at the golf pro, I would say are second to none. So if anyone wants to improve their golf, Warren's the person.
Yes. And how do you make golf inclusive? I mean, what can you do to make that, to make something like golf, you know, as you said, not the most inclusive sport? How do you do that? What can you do?
Well, traditionally with golf clubs, there's a there's sort of general rules of golf etiquette. So people are expected to wear collars, tailored shorts or trousers, white knee-length socks. So at Horn Park, we've worked hard so people can come and play in jeans or tracksuits, as long as they're wearing clothing, their hijabs or whatever they want to wear, whatever they're comfortable in.
Yeah.
Because we've recognised that clothing shouldn't be a barrier. The other thing with most traditional golf clubs is a sort of a hefty joining fee, and then a hefty annual fee to play for the membership. So it's a reasonable cost. We offer free or low cost inclusive sessions, and we believe that nobody should go without playing and enjoying golf. We use indoors. We use a training equipment, which is Try and Snag Golf, and it's safe to use inside, and it's inclusive and accessible for everyone, so it's really good, and people can try it inside without coming to the golf club, which is often a barrier if they haven't got the confidence to come.
Yes, actually, yeah, you mentioned it's coming to a golf club is you know, a lot of people may find that, as you say, a barrier, maybe a bit sort of scared, not know what to expect. So it's great that you have thought about that and put a lot of thought into that and making it accessible for everybody. And so so brilliant what you're doing. And Alison, just remind us, if we want to find out more, where do we go?
Facebook, Warren Clark Golf and Dreams. Twitter is Warren Clark Golf and Dreams. And you... at Warren Clark Golf and Dreams, sorry, on... at Warren Golf Dreams on Twitter. And on YouTube is Warren Clark Golf and Dreams. But also another, you know, for inclusivity... if people want to learn golf, we'll be doing videos online. So that's another way that we're closing the ability. We're making it more accessible for people through online as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you both for coming down and telling us about that. And, we'll look forward to hearing how this develops in the future. It's really exciting, really positive, really inclusive as well. So
maybe you can come and try golf, John, and tell everyone how inclusive
it is. I'm up for trying things, so you never know. Give that one a go. If you've got a community radio station going down there, then I'll definitely be on board for that. Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Alison and Dawn from Warren Clark's Golfing Dreams.